producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Debbie has done, and I'm not going to keep her waiting for an iota more. Deb, welcome to the program. How am I to help you?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about restless leg syndrome.
Okay.
I have figured out a way to take care of my episodes of that without the use of pharmaceuticals.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a very healthy 73-year-old who has had some restless leg syndrome every couple of weeks or so. And what I do is I perform deep tissue massage at the point of origin, which is usually around my ankles. And it may take up to 15 minutes to work the whole thing out, but I really have to dig deep. And it can be somewhat painful, but by the time that 15 minutes is up, I'm good as new.
Sounds good to me. I think that basically, again, it is a symptom rather than a disease process. And obviously you figured out that it's presumably, it could be a buildup of lactic acid, could be a knot in the muscle, could be any one of a number of things. And you've obviously figured out a very non-invasive, no side effects except maybe sore fingers, and good for you. Yeah, I think that most people at some point have some, what's the word I want, some irregular movement in arms or legs or back or neck, and it's not a spasm. It's just something that isn't working quite right. And if you treat your body as kind of an interesting machine and you're willing to tinker with it a little bit, you may be able to figure out something that, as you say, is non-pharmaceutical, is non-invasive, is not dangerous. So good for you.
Yes.
I mean, good enough.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. I also, you may notice, Deb, or let me ask you the question, not make the assumption, that when you've had a particularly stressful, well, especially where it's in your ankle, it may be that it's basically stress by definition is just overtaxing the system. So you can have a problem with your ankle because you've been walking, you've been wearing new shoes, you've been wearing shoes that didn't give you enough support. You can be worried about something. You can be coming down with a cold. It may be the weak part of your system. It may be the part of your system that when something's likely to twinge, does it fit into any of those categories?
Well, it could also be that I'm fairly sedentary. I don't get quite enough exercise.
Okay.
But on the whole, I'm exceptionally healthy for my age.
Great. Well, then let's get you off your bed a little bit more and walking around a little bit. Even if you're just walking around the living room or dancing with the oldies or something. I mean, once you know that that's an issue. But the thing you may want to do is think about strengthening your ankles. There's a great exercise that I learned because I was always breaking my ankles, which is picking up a tennis ball with your toes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It works really well. Go ahead.
I have had weak ankles since I was a kid, so that plays into it, too.
Yeah, good for you. All right, Deb, thanks for your contribution, and thanks for waiting for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. Goodbye.
855-993-7569. I suppose in the spirit of sharing, was telling Manny, one of the things that I'm trying to remember where I learned to do this, and I don't actually remember. I just know that that I was not much of a fan of eggs growing up, but have become more so as an adult, and especially because I don't eat meat, and so getting enough protein becomes somewhat of a challenge, and eggs are certainly a good way of doing that. And now that egg yolks have walked back onto the scene as not being so harmful, but I'm trying to remember where, I think maybe it was a recipe for breakfast burritos. You know what it was? I think it was an old boyfriend a long time ago. What can I tell you? The things that remain after the heartache is gone. But just take and beat up an egg and put it in a coffee cup and put a little bit, you can put Pam in it, you can put a little tiny bit of butter, and then put anything else you want in it. I was telling you, you can put in turkey bacon, or you can put in cheese, or onions, or olives, or tomatoes, or chicken, I suppose anything you got sitting around, sour cream, cottage cheese, and just mix it all up, put whatever spices you want, and now you should put in a little red pepper and a little black pepper, and then cover the cup with a piece of paper toweling and cook it in the microwave for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, and depending. And it comes out. It uses almost no fat because you don't have to put butter in it at all, much less than you would, for example, frying an egg. And it's the perfect shape to, for example, fit on an English muffin or breakfast burrito. It's great, except today I decided to do it, and I think I used an oversized cup. So it exploded because it cooked faster. There was the ratio of surface area to depth was greater than it usually is. I guess they usually use a deeper cup with less surface area. So it exploded all over the microwave. But if you don't, and certainly the reason that you put the paper toweling on the top, because otherwise it would have probably exploded all over the kitchen. But it actually works very well. And if you're doing it for other people, it's one of those things that people go, wow, for no particular reason. That and Cherry's Jubilee are my kind of wows that take no brains, no anything, but people go, wow. And we, as you know, live for wow. All right, speaking of living for wow, we're talking. Oh, all right, here's one of those. This is one of those stories that makes you sort of shake your head and wonder what's happening to the human race, right? On the story of the 16-year-old who's now going to be charged with a felony. And the reason he's being charged with a felony is he took pictures of his teacher nude off her cell phone. In other words, they were self-portraits, nude self-portraits or semi-nude. She teaches 16-year-olds, which would probably make me a little bit more cautious. She had a phone that didn't require a lock on it, so he took pictures of her pictures and distributed them. So she had to resign, and he's very likely going to go to jail for it, or at least he was charged with a felony. I mean, it's one of those things that you think, you can sort of understand a 16-year-old boy being that stupid, right? But a teacher who teaches kids, she said, well, it was a Valentine's present for her husband.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So she didn't have a lock on her cell phone.
No, and she also had her cell phone, obviously, in the classroom, which doesn't seem like the world's smartest idea either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the kid is obviously stupid for...
Well, the kid's being a 16-year-old, but, I mean, right. You know, if you look up stupid in the dictionary, they have a picture of a 16-year-old with pimples. I mean, so, you know, everybody is stupid at 16, right?
But, God, what's the point? What is she thinking by just leaving her phone? I mean... She could do whatever she wants with her phone. I mean, that's, you know, she's
well, or maybe,
right, but
yeah.
To me, it just seems like, okay, well, if you've got nude photos of yourself on your own phone, fine, whatever. But at the very
right, man,
least,
this is,
have
this
a
is the
lock
question.
On it.
Manny, do you have nude pictures of yourself on your cell phone?
I do not, no.
Right. And I don't either. I mean, I have dumb pictures. I have pictures like, my sister will say, well, what are you wearing to this event? And I'll send her a picture of me. There is one in a bathing suit because I sent it when I was I guess last year or something. I was in Florida when it was snowing in New York, and that was kind of my nanner, 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 which caused some problems, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. But it was in a bathing suit, and it was a limited duration. And my bathing suits are not, you know, I mean, they're... I mean, they look like bathing suits. Why would I have... First of all, nude photos? I don't know.
I just don't understand the logic of her, like, not having... Just
a lock
not,
on her phone.
Not having a lock, some sort of, you know, because they have
a
those
password.
Patterns. Yeah, you can even have, like, a pin, or they have those little draw patterns where you can, you know, use your finger
yeah.
to, you know... It just... I don't know. And
well,
then
especially
to leave
around
16-year-olds.
Like yeah, and understanding that every 16-year-old in the world is more adept than anybody who's more than 16 at dealing with electronic gear because yeah. they've been doing it since birth. So this was kind of what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it. Maybe we should do a, you know, stupid human tricks. You know, what's the best stupid human trick you've heard of lately? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we chat about around here. Helen, you're on the air. How might I help?
Well, I heard Debbie's call about the massaging of the lower legs. And, you know, years ago I graduated from one of the top-rated nursing schools at a university program, and it was mainly theoretical. But the one practical thing that I really remember at that time was they said, when you give if you give massage, be careful with the lower legs, because you can do not massage the lower legs unless you really know what you're doing, because you could throw a blood clot to the lungs or brain or something like that. And so I just wanted to caution her that, I'm not so sure her massage thing is necessarily the best unless she really knows what she's doing.
Well, it seems to work for her. And, I mean, I'm much more concerned that she's sedentary than that she sort of self-massages.
Right, right.
I mean, have you ever had a massage? I mean, they certainly work on your lower leg.
Yeah. But
right? I hear what you're saying, which is, I actually had a friend who, I'm trying to remember exactly what the issue was, but I think he'd had some kind of surgery and he'd had some kind of netting put in, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Oh, I know what he'd had. Now, it as I hear myself, I'm trying to figure out what that could possibly be. He had a hiatal hernia.
Oh.
And so he'd had some, apparently one of the treatments for it, maybe it was recurring. I don't know hugely about the condition. I just know that he had a hernia, and one of the solutions, which is, basically a tear in the muscle, so that, that's what a herniation is, that something comes through. And so apparently what they did was put some netting on there, essentially, so it strengthened the muscle. And he had apparently a very deep tissue massage that ruptured it. So I suppose one needs to be careful. My basic
Well, with the lower legs, that is what they said, with the lower legs, because that's where people that are prone to blood clots can most likely throw them.
Well, especially if they've been sedentary, which is one of the reasons
right.
why people wear subpos.
Right, exactly. So
we'll pass
along to her doctor.
Yeah, she said she's been doing it for 15 years, so my guess is that she's probably okay about it. But good point. I want to get her off her butt rather than, I think her massage is
walking
okay.
Walking is supposed to be the best, because then she can naturally massage those muscles, so she can manage that.
And strengthening her ankles by strengthening
right.
her ankles. So, okay,
right.
Well, we'll pass it along, Helen.
Okay, thank you.
I must say, though, and I am so prone for massage. It's one of those things that Americans really don't do very much. They somehow associate massage with something vaguely sexual. The rest of the world views massage as therapeutic and incredibly helpful. We view it as naughty, which probably makes it even more fun. But I'm my sister actually was at one point took a bunch of classes in massage and wanted to practice on me, and I was always absolutely game. And she can even work on my little scrawny ankles if she wants. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I don't know, going from that to talking about obituaries does seem like a rather awkward kind of transition, but that's what we were talking about, so that's what we're going back to. Save me from this, Manny.
I will continue on with Amy. Amy says she loved animals, but especially the entire cat family.
Well, there you go. You want that as your obituary, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what
fair
she
enough.
Had.
Remember the old days? You know, she just made me think of something. Remember the old days? And I don't even know if it's true anymore. They used to say you shouldn't have cats in the same room with small babies. The Middle Ages notion was that the cat was a what's it called? Not a there's a specific word for it, of witches, a familiar of witches. And therefore cats would suck the life out of babies. And that's not actually what happens. But it turns out that cats apparently are drawn to the breath and therefore could unintentionally suffocate, or I suppose, I'm not asking what a cat's intention is, could suffocate a child an infant. I'm not sure that that's true. It was just one of those things I remember reading and thinking that it was actually it wasn't a medical journal per se, but it was not like a here are scary things that can happen to people kind of thing. I wonder if that's true. Maybe someone who is a cat lover will call up and say that that has been debunked. Certainly the idea that cats are familiars of witches has been somewhat debunked, more than somewhat. I don't think most people believe in witchcraft very much anymore. I know there's Wiccans. We're not going to go there. Thank you very much. But whether or not that's an issue. I know that women are not supposed to empty litter boxes because there's a tapeworm that can be quite harmful to pregnant women. And also women are not supposed to, who are pregnant, are not supposed to be around parrots because of psittacosis. I know, I told you, I'm the queen of trivia. My mind is kind of a lint trap. It does not differentiate between important stuff and completely irrelevant stuff. All right, keep going about obituaries. Somebody call up and tell me about cats.
Genevieve says she did all she could.
Do we think that's true? Do we think all of us have done all we could? It's one of those things. I'm not really arguing as much as sort of pondering. I have big arguments with parents who say to their kids, just do the best you can. And I don't think any of us do the best we can on a daily basis. I think we do the best we can on that particular basis. But there are days where we phone it in. There are days where we're really on top of our game, and there are days where we're not. And I think saying to kids, as long as you've done your best, I don't think we have to do our best 100% of the time. I mean, it's a nice theory, but sometimes we just don't feel like it. And I suppose you could sort of massage it by saying, well, it was the best I could do that day. But our best, presumably, there's that great quote, a man's reach should exceed his grasp, else what's a heaven for? And I think that that's for our own personal best, that we should really have the ability to strive, know what it feels like to strive. But I don't think we have that energy or that perhaps even necessity to do it every day. Do you do your best every day?
I do the best I can. I mean,
I know, but that's not the same, is it?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I agree. And I mean, and I really do. But and I really look, I'm a performer to a certain extent. So the idea of just phoning it in. But I know that there are days where I'm really cooking, and days where, for whatever reason,
just not feeling it.
I'm just not as good. I remember I actually got a job, believe it or not, once because program director said, I was listening to you, and I said, it wasn't one of my best shows. And he was so impressed that I said it wasn't one of my best shows. He actually hired me. He said, why not? I said, I don't know. My timing was just a little off today. What can I tell you? I know, that's why I'm not running for office. 855-HONESTY. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up?
So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so I went on a tour of the Everglades, which is really fun. Did you know alligators, first of all, are not green, they are black. I don't know why people had the idea that they were green, but they're not. That was number one. Yeah, no, I found out all this stuff. All right, you know the difference? Now, you have to play along with me. Well, no, you don't have to. So I asked, here's the way I'll do it so I don't put you in an uncomfortable position. I asked Amanda, do you know the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? And Manny is smart, so he said, well, I think it's how their jaws hinge. And I said, no, one says goodbye, see you in a while. The other says later. Think about it. You guys will get it. And Manny was most impressed because he said, I didn't know you were going to tell me a joke. So that was good. I snuck up on him. Uh-huh. They are interesting creatures, though. They are really weird and very prehistoric. I mean, you can see that they've been around for a very long time. And they just kind of sit around. They're not real active creatures. Apparently, when they see a threat, they jump. Like, they can jump, like 8 feet or something out of the water, like almost like a whale that's breaching. But it requires so much energy that it takes them, like, literally 8 hours to recover from it.
Wow.
I can relate to that, right? and they just kind of sit around and... They can hold their breath from 1 to 6 hours or something like that. They're really interesting animals. Okay, speaking of interesting animals, this is not a good transition. Do you see Peyton Manning has finally sort of hung up his cleats and says he's retiring, which is not much of a surprise. But my guess is he's probably going to go into broadcasting, and it wouldn't surprise me to see him in a movie. He really, I mean, I thought his commercial... And his commercials in general are clever and funny, and he seems to be kind of loose and charming all at the same time. So we thought we'd put up on Facebook, if you were going to retire, what would your dream job be? What'd your dream job be if you were going to retire, Manny? I'll bet you I know what it would be. Play-by-play for basketball.
Yeah, that's a very good guess.
Wouldn't that be?
Yeah. For sure, definitely.
Yeah. I think I told you, one of my producers at one of my affiliates, I think it's in New Hampshire, that's what he does. He does it for high school. And the reason I know this is because he actually won the lottery. But it was, he won like $17 million or something. And he was single. He bought both he and his mom a house. But he said he really, and the reason I knew about it is I was there on book tour or something, and he said, I love doing your show. And, you know, I'm not even doing it for the money because I won the lottery, but I love doing your show, and I do high school play-by-play on Saturday nights, and my life is great. So all I did was, the only thing I did differently was I bought mom and a house and me a house. So play-by-play, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love doing that. I've done it for high school before. And
See, I didn't even know that,
yeah.
I guess, right?
Yeah, I've done a lot of different sport play-by-play in a lot of different high school sports and everything. I did volleyball, too, and everything.
I love volleyball. Volleyball is probably the only sport other than badminton where people actually fight over me to be on their team because I'm somewhat of a klutz, but I have a great overhand slam.
And you're volleyball, tall, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that helps, certainly.
Yeah. Alrighty, so let's go back to obituaries. We now figured out what we're going to do between our job and our obituary. Is we put that up on Facebook, but we're looking at obituaries. All right.
Just a couple more here from Doreen. Doreen says, failed this round. Better luck next time.
Oh, honey. No, you did not. Oh, that breaks my heart. I'll tell you one of the things that we hypothesized about. I had an aunt whom I liked very much, but she was really a lifelong hypochondriac. And we were all convinced on her gravestone she was going to put, see, I told you I was sick. But she didn't. But we figured that would be, supposedly somebody actually did that. See, I told you I was sick. That's kind of thumbing your nose, I guess, at the world. All right, what else we got?
Just a couple more here. Bill says, good father and son.
Okay, fair enough.
And then the last one here from Mark, he touched people's hearts.
Oh, that's a really nice one. Hopefully he's not a cardiac surgeon, but maybe. Do you know, I actually had a friend who went through open heart surgery, and his daughter teaches yoga in California, and she, the day after he came out of the surgery, talked about holding... that she was so appreciative, we're talking about gratitude, I guess, of the man who held her father's heart in his hand. And you don't think about it in exactly those kinds of terms. But then for those of us who are in medical school, I mean, a heart is really one of those interesting things because it's what poets write about. It's the symbol we use on Valentine's Day. It's how we talk about love. It's a muscle. And it's not even a very complicated muscle. I mean, if we're really going to be accurate about holding something in your hand that had to do with a person, we talk about holding their brain. I mean, even their cerebellum, right? Even their midbrain. But, I mean, a heart is a muscle. or I suppose even an eye, which is actually brain tissue as well, but it's probably a little harder to diagram. And the brain shaped box for chocolate's not going to work nearly as well. But I mean, it's interesting that we view somebody as holding their heart in his hand, as opposed, which is a reparable organ, as opposed, not easy to say, as opposed to your brain. Now, when they're now talking about being able to regenerate nerve tissue, interesting. See, and we know that the brain is retrainable. That people who've had devastating strokes or other injuries to parts of their brain can retrain other parts of their brain, and supposedly we only use about 10% of it. So the rest, presumably, is, if not polymorphously adaptable, at least a lot more adaptable than we give it credit for being. I don't know why I was thinking about that. I guess because we were talking about he touched people's heart, and I thought, he's a cardiologist. But that's because I have that kind of mind. Forgive me. All righty. 855-993-7569. We're kind of behind on emails. Do we have some emails that we can kind of knock off? Because I know when people send us emails, they expect us to respond relatively promptly. And sometimes we can. And sometimes, again, calls are always our priority. So that's where we've been very mercifully top-heavy on calls for the last couple of weeks. So.
Mm-hmm. We got an email here from Jessica, and she says, Dr. Joy, please tell me again how to get my 7-month-old to sleep through the night. Also, how can I get him to sleep in his crib in another room? He was sleeping well in a pack and play in our room until we transitioned him into his crib in another room. Help, we are so tired and work 7 days a week.
Okay. All right, let's start with the first one. The way to get a baby to sleep through the night, and understand that babies are, you know, we were talking about polymorphously adaptable. That defines babies, their brains, their nervous system, their habits. Personality, a little unclear, but certainly a 7-month-old, we're just beginning to evolve a personality structure anyway. So you might as well believe that it's adaptable, whether it is or not. Make you feel better. Okay. So what you do is, whether you're nursing or bottle feeding, most parents these days, and it would be helpful to know whether you're doing it on demand. If you're doing it on demand, you shouldn't be feeding that baby any more than about every 2.5 hours, because otherwise you'll just get a colicky kid who's fussy all the time because tummy doesn't get filled up enough and will get gassy and whatever. So, but let's assume that you're feeding about every 3 hours, all right, or maybe every 4 hours. So for the last feeding of the day, and naps, I mean, first of all, 7-month-olds can nap anyway. And one of the things to do is, when your baby's sleeping, you sleep as well, especially with new parents. And we'll get to the crib problem in a moment. So what you do is, let's say that you're feeding the baby every, let's say, 3.5 hours for purposes of this discussion. And also, a 7-month-old baby, you need to talk with your pediatrician. Maybe, depending on size and all sorts of things, may be time to start on some solid foods. Depends on your baby and your pediatrician and your baby's immune system and all sorts of things. Because you want to make sure that your baby isn't hungry. So the deal is, though, let's take food out of the equation temporarily. So let's say that you're feeding the baby every 3.5 hours. So you'd feed the baby, let's say, at 6 o'clock, and ordinarily the next feeding would be at 9:30. Let's make it 7 o'clock and 10:30, all right, because otherwise it's a little early to go to bed. All right, so you feed the baby at 7, and you'd feed the baby again at 10:30. So at 7 o'clock, feed the baby, then, especially whether you're bottle feeding or breastfeeding, it works usually better for the daddy to play, especially if the mommy is the one who's feeding, and certainly if she's breastfeeding, and you keep the baby awake. All right, stay tuned. We've got an awake baby. I'll come back in just a minute and tell you how to get a baby that goes to sleep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about a mummy with a 7-month-old child who's not sleeping. All right, so the first question is, how do you get a baby to sleep through the night? And the answer is that you piggyback two feedings close enough together that the baby can empty her stomach enough to take a full breast or a full bottle, but not far enough so that she's on the usual schedule. So instead of feeding her every 3.5 hours, you take the last two feedings of the evening and you put them, they can't be any closer than about 2.5 hours, and shouldn't be any farther than about 3.5 hours, because otherwise you're just going to be back on the 4-hour schedule. And you have to keep the baby awake during that whole time. And baby's not going to want to do that. Baby's going to want to go back to sleep and then wake up in 2 or 3 hours, where whatever her schedule is. So you have to keep the baby awake. It works best to keep, for daddy usually, to keep the baby awake and play with the baby. It's also a good time for baby and daddy to bond. And then 2.5 hours, and you have to keep the baby awake. 2.5 hours, she's going to be kind of cranky. 2.5, 3 hours, feed her. And by then, her tummy is emptied. She should be hungry. She should be cranky. She'll take a full bottle, a full breast. Everybody goes to sleep. Don't load the dishwasher. Don't watch the news. Don't vacuum. Everybody goes to bed. And you can obviously move this a little bit later in the day. So if her last feeding, instead of having one at 7 and 10:30, you can do, or 7 and 9:30, you can do it at 8 and 10:30. So everybody goes to sleep, and she should put on 5 or 6 hours fairly routinely. So, and I know 4 o'clock in the morning isn't great, but it's a lot better than 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So you get it. All right, so you piggyback the two together. In terms of food, talk with your pediatrician about it. Some pediatricians are put off any kind of solid food as long as possible. Some think that that's a better way to get the kid through the night because it sticks to their ribs a little bit more. So you can talk with your pediatrician about that. But assuming that your child is only on breast or bottle at this moment, you piggyback them close together. Okay. The baby will make a fuss when she's gone from your bedroom to being by herself, because she's a little organic creature, and little organic creatures, especially human creatures, are not real happy at night. That, I mean, in the same way that if you wake up in the middle of the night, you're much more likely to be a little panicky than you would if you took an afternoon nap. So understand, human beings count, even babies count a huge amount on their visual sense. And so nighttime, plus I'm convinced that at the hospital the nurses play with the kids at night because there's nothing better to do, right? Because moms are all asleep. So quite often babies come home from the hospital, even if they've only been there for a couple of days, with the idea of night and day being mixed up. But as I said, kids, the baby doesn't get to determine the routine. You guys do. So that baby will fuss, but if you can sort of give her, again, if she's sleeping, she's less likely to fuss. Make sure the diaper is very absorbent. Make sure she's warm enough. And instead of whomever the primary feeding person is, obviously breastfeeding is going to be you, is not the one that goes into her. You can go in and change her diapers. Do not spend a lot of time sitting with her, because then she's thinking, great, this is fun, I get to play with mom or dad in the middle of the night. But it's going to take her a while to adjust to not having other bodies around, to not having other sounds around, but she'll be okay. And it's really important to do this, especially if you're planning to have another child. Do not ever put the kid in bed with you. It's dangerous and counterproductive, because it's dangerous because you can roll over in the baby. And every year there's some tragedies because somebody's done that. But not equally importantly, that at some point you're going to throw that kid out, and that's traumatic. So just don't start with something that's easier for you. And I know if you're in the middle of the night and it's cold and you just want to sort of cuddle that baby and go back to sleep, but it's a bad idea. No matter how you look at it, physically, in terms of safety, and certainly in terms of mental health, because sooner or later you're going to have to throw that kid out. Not to mention, if you ever want to have any other babies, you and your husband should have the bed to yourself. So, okay, so you understand the piggyback feedings. Talk with your doctor about whether or not it's time for solid foods, because if kids are hungry, if the breast isn't enough, or they're not getting enough nutrition, their growth spurt, then they're much more likely to not sleep through the night. Make sure the Pampers are very absorbent, which basically Pampers are super absorbent these days. And you're probably better off having a baby monitor and putting a child in another room than you are having the child in your own room, because for the same reason you don't put them in your bed. Sooner or later you have to move them out. And you may have to tolerate baby being fussy in the middle of the night, but she'll very likely go back to sleep. Do not give her sugar water in the middle of the night. It will rot her teeth and her gums. If you give her anything, which is not a great idea, give her some water. But she should be all right. Talk with your pediatrician about it, and assuming that she's normal height and normal weight and normal growth pattern, should be okay. Okay, and if she's not, then you've got another issue, and you need to be talking with your pediatrician about it anyway. Okay? All right, now that we've done Baby 101, actually, I am known as St. Joy the Divine in several circles for that particular technique because it really does work for obvious reasons. Not that I'm so smart. It's just that it deals with the logic of why babies wake up. Is they're either bored, hungry, or wet. Okay, the boredom they're going to have to learn to deal with sooner or later. I mean, all God's children got to do that. If they're hungry, if you piggyback them, they shouldn't be hungry. And they'll sleep better, and you've disrupted their pattern. And if you've got super pampers, they shouldn't be wet. All right? Manny, you've got all these helpful hints about for when you're ready to have a baby, right? Manny, did you just pale before my very eyes? Oh, no! I know how to scare the living daylights out of my producer. Okay, what have we got here? About 3 minutes?
I'd say about a minute and a half. Yeah.
So a minute and a half. All right. So for a minute and a half, I'm trying to think. I can tell you again that Zootopia apparently made scads of money. I think worldwide, as I said, I think it made $200 million. But it made like 70, I think 73. Something like that in the United States. So Disney's on a roll. But they really figured out the pattern, which is, this one was a little anthropomorphic for me, but they basically have figured out how to keep parents entertained and kids amused at the same phenomenon. So, I mean, we've come just so far from Little Mermaid, which I always thought was a lovely movie anyway. But this one is one of my favorite things is we have the bunny who wants to be a cop. And she has a retractable pen that's like James Bond that also records things. And she's using her laptop. And instead of an apple on it, it's got a carrot on it. I mean, that's cute. Admit it, Manny. That's cute.
Yeah, it is.
And she has the guy who's the bad guy is kind of a ne'er-do-well con artist who's a fox. And the whole thing starts off is that bunnies and fox are natural predator and prey. But is there a way in our world, according to Disney, we can switch that notion that we don't have to be predator and prey. We can all just learn to get along and eat carrots. 855, all right, maybe not eat carrots, but not each other either. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.